On Tuesday, another 133 sockeye were caught as part of the test fishery. 82 sockeye were taken at Station 6, 21 fish were taken at Station 8. The catch at Station 4 was 18 fish. There were 3 sockeye caught at Station 2. The catch at Station 10 was 9 sockeye. 88 of the fish caught Tuesday were taken out of the 5 and 1/8 inch mesh panels. 45 fish were taken in the 4.5 inch mesh panels. Tuesday's fishing effort produced a daily replacement index number of 29, which pushes the cumulative replacement index number to 251. The daily traditional index number from Tuesday's effort was 87. That pushes the cumulative traditional index number up to 609. That's still the highest cumulative index number on record. The previous high was 552, recorded back in 1995. That year, the run came in at a whopping 61 million fish. The lowest traditional cumulative index number on record was 101, posted back in 1994. That year, the run came in at 50 million fish strong. The average traditional cumulative index number for June 18th is 291. A look at just the traditional index number could lead one to believe that the Bristol Bay sockeye run through the Port Mueller test fishery area is either early or large. The Port Mueller test fishery is run by the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute. Scott Rayburn is a data analyst with the institute. Rayburn urges caution when trying to use the traditional cumulative index number at this point in the season.
That use really only occurs on or after the 25th of June. Prior to that, the relationship between the cumulative traditional index and the total run is very noisy. And that noise has to do with daily fluctuations in catches, has to do with run timing and differences across years, and has to do with fish per index differences across years. So after the 25th is when you really should start using the traditional index in that manner. Even then, there's considerable uncertainty in it, but it can indicate serious departures from what the preseason forecast could be.
This is just the third season that the replacement net has been used as part of the Port Mueller test fishery, so the replacement index numbers can only be compared to 2011 and 2012. Rayburn says this year's index numbers compare to the 2011 run.
It seems to be following 2011, but again, that's just 1 year. In 2011, we wound up having a run of about 30 million, but as we continue to use the replacement net and calculate the replacement index, the database will build, and eventually we'll be able to use the cumulative replacement index in much the same way we use the cumulative traditional index.
Aside from just catching sockeye, the crew on board the research vessel Pandela sample the sockeye so that genetic stock composition estimates can be produced. In Wednesday's update, it was noted that if the samples made it to Anchorage on Wednesday, the first genetic stock composition estimates should be released sometime Thursday. Those estimates will cover the first 8 days of fishing effort and should give fishermen, managers, and other stakeholders a sense of what stock showed up on the test fishery grounds and where those fish are bound inshore. All of the Port Mueller test fishery updates are posted online on the website of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association at bbrsda.com. The test fishery is scheduled to run through July 10th. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.